As I ranged for my recreation, just as fair Phoebus in glory did rise, I o'erheard a young damsel in passion, who bathed her cheeks with her watery eyes, smiting her breast, these words she expressed: "Oh, where shall I wander to find any rest? My unkind swain has left the plain, and long have I sought him, and yet, alas, in vain. I ne'er thought you could have been cruel when you my person did dearly adore, saying I was your amorous jewel, and vowed loved me a thousand times more than all the gold you e'er did behold, but find that a passionate love is soon cold, when maids believe young men deceive, and that is the reason that I lament and grieve. By such false and flattering story, my heart to love you was easy betrayed. This has clearly eclipsed my glory, and you have ruined an innocent maid, whose bitter cries now pierces the skies, while you do both triumph and tyrannize. Over me here, sharp and severe, for loving so loyal, my life must pay full dear. Here I make my moan to the mountains and senseless trees which are here in the grove, while my eyes they do slow like two fountains, sad sights I send for the loss of my love. Here I declare I am in despair, my passion is more than I'm able to bear. True love I find distracts my mind. O Strephon, now tell me, how can you be unkind? Pale-faced death, come hither and seize me. Why should I live here in sorrow and grief? Oh, it lies in thy power to ease me. 'Tis thou art able to yield me relief. Here let me have a sweet, silent grave, for this is the boon I desire to crave, to ease my smart. Let me depart without long delaying. Come, wound me to the heart. Since my swain has proved so ungrateful, I here lie racked on the torments of love. Surely never was man more deceitful. He often called to the powers above to justify his pure loyalty. Yet he from his vows and his promise can fly. Here I take on, do what I can. Sure there is no creature so false as wretched man. My sweet lambs that are round me feeding, here in this valley both safe and secure, while my innocent heart lies a-bleeding, you are not sensible what I endure, what heaviness my soul does possess. My pen is not able, alas, to express. Yet soon I'll be from my pains free, for why should I languish in grief and misery? To my swain my love was entire, and can't forget him long as I live. Therefore here I do vow to expire, and will this minute the fatal stroke give. Then she applied a dart to her side, which made a deep wound so that quickly she died. In midst of pain she cried amain, farewell to the world and my false and perjured swain.